We continue with Coach's Rewind. We talk with Lakeside head coach Caleb Howland about his team's big 30-28 victory over Pike Valley Friday night in Scandia. It came down to a two-point conversion. Both teams scored four times. Howland said they've got to get his special teams cleaned up as Pike Valley took the opening kickoff of the second half back for a touchdown, scored on a punt return, and scored on a long pass. But all in all, he was very pleased with his team's first victory, 30-28 over Pike Valley.
Well, thank you, John. We played really well. It was a well-fought game. Both teams coming in, I think, kind of were looking at what they had coming in. So I know Pike Valley had to replace quite a few seniors last year, and we had to replace seven seniors. The difference in the game, two-point conversions, we were able to get three out of the four, and they only got two out of the four. So that ended up being the difference in the game there.
Well, Coach, you had a great effort by junior Eli Schmidt. Talk about Eli Schmidt and what he did for the team Friday night.
Yeah, Eli's just a really good, smart, football sense type quarterback. He had 28 carries, scored two touchdowns, and had two of our conversions. He was also 7-12 passing for 70 yards. He hit four different receivers for passes throughout the game. So,
well, Coach, you had a senior that did well too. Talk about your senior.
Yeah, Landon Betts at running back. He had 21 rushes. He had two touchdowns and one conversion also. He also played really well on defense as a defensive back and linebacker for us. Grant Middleton is a senior on the defensive line, had a good game for us. I'm really helping hold up that middle. I was proud overall of our defense. Pike Valley was only able to get one real drive against us on defense. Their other three scores came on special teams. They had one punt return for a touchdown. They returned the second half kickoff for a touchdown, and then they had one long pass play that went for a touchdown. So defensively, I think we're where we need to be at this point in the season. You know, we need to work and shore up some stuff on special teams, but we'll work on that this week some more. So,
well, Coach, when you talk about defense and point after attempts, they scored 28 points. Kind of what's your mentality and how do you teach the team, if there's a 50-50 chance it's going to be a run pass, but what is your base defense off on an extra point?
We usually run a 2-4 just because it gives us a little more coverage along the goal line with our four linebackers. So we like to run that on two-point conversions. And, you know, I teach the linebackers and D-backs, you're protecting the goal line. And you know, we just got to defend that 3 yards as best we can. So,
well, Coach, they often say that you improve the most from game one to game two. What will you work on this week in practice?
We're going to focus on special teams. We can't be giving up punt returns and kickoff returns for touchdowns. That's just too easy of a score for the opponent. Defensively, I feel we're about where we need to be. And then offensively, just keep working on our timing and making sure we're firing off on the offensive line, getting to our blocks, but mostly just the timing with our options and zone reads, offensive plays like that.
Well, Coach, unfortunately, Stockton hasn't won a game in football for 3 years, and they have an old new coach back in Justin Bassert, so he'll have them playing hard. As you focus on the Tigers, what will your message to the team be going out and practice in the game this week?
Well, you know, we got to step out and play every game. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. We got to focus on what we can control, and what we can control is our technique and our effort and our attitude. And so that's what we try to focus on every week in practice, regardless of who the opponent is.
Well, Coach, talk about your coaching staff this year as we wrap up this interview. Who's helping you out?
I have Coach Scott Germark is helping me out, and he's also the head junior high football coach. And then Coach Brandon Smith, he's been at Lakeside before. He went and then came back here last year, so they helped me out there on conditioning and special teams, things like that.
Well, Coach Howland, great win for the Lakeside Knights. You'll be the featured game of the week on KDS 94.1 when Stockton comes calling Friday night. Much appreciate your time, and congrats on a great win.
Thanks, John.